John Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guest of the week, Miss Peggy Lee and Mr. Fred Allen. And now, this being Boy Scout Week, it gives me great pleasure to present a former boy who is still a good scout, Bing Crosby.
Say, you're right. You're right, Jeff.
This is the 40th anniversary of the Boy Scouts.
Yes, sir.
Ken, the Boy Scouts is truly a wonderful organization. As a matter of fact, I really thought of it, but I didn't think I should. I was going to wear my old scout uniform tonight.
Yes?
But it's got a little tighter right around the merit badge. Binds me a little.
A little snug around the canteen.
Now you'll tell you what.
Well, look who's here, our favorite Girl Scout, Peggy Lee.
Hi, Peggy.
Hey, Peggy, you're still playing up at the Venetian room at the Fairmount, Nespa?
Oh, yes, I am, but I gotta get...
I like that Nespa, too, don't
you? I gotta get back to Hollywood soon, though,
What's the matter?
Well, a big producer flew up here, and he wants me to do a picture.
Oh, wonderful. That's quite a break.
Mm-hmm. Well, you might know him. He's with Paramount.
Yeah, who's this?
His name is Barney Dean.
Peg, I don't want to upset you or anything, but I know Barney Dean. He's not a producer.
But he must be Bing. He even invited me over to his hotel to audition tonight.
Don't go. Do not go.
Why not?
It's a trap. I know how this fellow operates. He gets you up into his hotel room under false pretenses. He gives you a great big build-up, calls room service to send up a bottle of Roma wine. Showers you with attention, and then when your head is reeling, he strikes.
Oh, no.
Yep, before you know it, you've signed an order for 300 Christmas cards.
Oh, Bing, this upsets me terribly.
Well, I don't see why. You got to have Christmas cards.
Oh, gee, I never looked at it that way.
You see, there's a bright side to everything. Peggy, buck up now. Kiddo, let's scurry into the opening number, which happens to be Sunshine Cake from the forthcoming Paramount picture, Riding High. John Scott, boys and girls, let's bake this cake, huh?
Sunshine cake, it's everything nice. It's sugar and spice, it's a cinch.
We'd ought to bake us a sunshine cake. It does more good than a big, thick steak.
Well, start.
You start with
a tablespoon of trouble.
Then add a smile and let it bubble up. Pounded to the pleasure.
And words you
needn't use a measure cup.
Any questions, ladies?
Then we proceed. Well, it's not from a recipe book, and you don't have to be a good cook.
Or run to the oven and look
for such a simple dish. All you do is wish. So why not bake us a sunshine cake?
Of course, it may keep your dreams away.
Friends say there's nothing like the flavor.
Don't wait to do your friends a favor. And for goodness sake,
what are we waiting for?
Let's bake a sunshine cake.
Well, we're the right ingredients, so let's proceed. Cheerful disposition, that's all we need. We need some happy poetry, we need a lot.
Then you put them all together, tell me, what have you got?
Add a little dream about a long shot bet. Put on your slippers, light a Chesterfield cigarette. Add a little feeling in your measure cup, and then you give it to the lady. Let her stir it up.
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 Stir it up. Up, up. Bow, 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 up.
It's got vitamins A.
Vitamins B.
Vitamins L-O-V-E.
If you're fat, it's for that.
If you're thin, pack it in.
What's wrong if you get a double grill? We'd ought to bake us a sunshine cake.
We ought to bake the greens away.
We ought to say
there's nothing like the flavor.
Don't wait to do your friends a favor.
Don't wait to do your friends a favor.
Don't wait to do your friends a favor.
And for goodness sake,
what are we waiting for? Let's bake a sunshine.
And gypsies know one day, many moons ago, two lovers knew such bliss. A thousand violins played when they were kissed.
And now, like days gone by, when two gypsy lovers sigh, a thousand violins, sighing violins, come from the sky.
Sweet serenade, please come to me. I need your aid to make her see, to make those lips that haunt me so, and taunt me so, want me so.
Take my heart and make magic music start.
Be still so we may hear those thousand violins so near. The pies are the crustiest.
The songs
the lustiest.
The friends
the trustiest. Way back home.
The trees are the sappiest. The days are the nappiest. The dogs are the yappiest. The kids words are the scrappiest.
The
jokes the snappiest.
And
the folks the happiest. Way back home.
I don't know why I left the homestead. I really must confess I'm just a weary exile singing my song of loneliness.
The grass is the springiest, the bees are the stingiest, the birds are the wingiest, the bells are the ringiest,
the heart's
the singiest,
the arms
the clingiest, way back home.
The sun is the blaziest, the fields are the daisiest, the cows are the graziest, the health is the laziest. The boys
the wittiest.
The girls
are prettiest. Way back home.
The pigs are the snootiest. The owls are the hootiest. The plants are the fruitiest. The stars are the shootiest. The grins
the funniest.
The smiles
the sunniest.
Way back home.
I don't know why I left the homestead. I really must confess I'm just a weary exile singing my song of loneliness.
The home food's the spreadiest, the old wine the headiest,
the old pals the readiest, the home gals the steadiest,
the love
the liveliest,
the life
the loveliest.
Way
picture Cinderella is just full of good tunes. Peggy Lee wants to do the ballad for you now.
A dream is a wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep. In no matter how your heart is green.
Folks, we kind of feel like we certainly hit the jackpot in our guest department tonight, because our distinguished visitor is a former top-ranking radio star. I say former because he's been in retirement. He's been enjoying a hiatus from his career. However, we were able to interrupt his respite from radio and coax him out of the luxury of hibernation. And we're proud to welcome Fred Allen.
Well, thank you, Bing. Bing, pardon me. What is that introduction? Retirement, hiatus, respite, hibernation.
Pretty classy?
Well, yes, it is, offhand. That's what a college education does for you. It takes you 20 minutes to call a guy a bum. But I must say, it was nice of you to give this apprentice derelict, this neophyte in the welfare state, a touch of respectability, Bing.
Well, I didn't do it exactly for you, Fred. I was really thinking of the program. You see, we feel obligated here to maintain a certain amount of dignity. You know, class.
Class?
Mm-hmm.
On this program?
Yeah.
Bing, for your information, I have seen more class hanging on B.O. Plenty's clothesline. Bing, any man who goes around dressed the way you do should never mention class. You're the only man I know who has baggy buttonholes. I am out of work, and you look it.
Steady, Freddy. You're getting more crotchety than Barry Fitzgerald with me. If you're so touchy about being unemployed, why'd you quit radio?
Well, it was the pressure, Bing, the pressure, the strain. Mm-hmm. The circles under my eyes were so deep, I looked as though my nose was riding a bicycle. For a while there, I was bouncing so many pills down my throat, my tonsils were black and blue.
Well, all I can say is it must have done you some good, because you seem to be in good shape now.
Oh, I am. I am in good shape. I must admit that, Bing. And I owe it all to those new miracle drugs.
Oh, yeah?
They're wonderful. You know, they have cures for colds, asthma, rheumatism. They have cures for so many things, the Mayo brothers are sitting up nights thinking up new diseases.
Oh, now you're exaggerating.
There are three maladies behind at the moment. They have one cure for which there's no disease. There seems to be no limit to those miracle drugs. They have even invented a long-distance aspirin.
What's it?
Well, you can drop one of these aspirins in a phone slot here in San Francisco and cure a friend's headache in Toledo.
No.
Bing, the American Medical Journal got out a bulldog edition on it. I heard about a case. Last week, a fellow dropped a long-distance aspirin in a phone here and got a wrong number and cured a stranger's sinus condition in Omaha.
Well, I must say, your gay approach to such a lugubrious subject indicates that you're feeling better.
Yes,
you're back
I
on
am.
The way to recovery, and I know those of us in radio, you know, we felt kind of bad seeing your whole show go off the air.
Well, I tried to go off a little at a time, but they couldn't. They couldn't arrange it, son. Technicality.
You could have kept Minnie on just to the left.
Well, the Min tried to make it, but she was finally taken out of the building forcibly between two commercials. I hated that. I I hated to break my show up, Bing, but the cast and my writers were all talented people and had no trouble, of course, getting other jobs.
Oh, I didn't think so, no.
However, it was quite a blow to the three can't men on my show.
But what do you mean, can't men?
Well, you know those stuffed non-entities in radio who say you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't. They were really left stranded when the show went off the air.
Oh, they were sort of caught with their cats down.
Bing Crosby, how can you be so selfish?
What have I done?
Well, I was going to say that.
Oh,
what do you want? You have a beautiful voice, a wife, and four wonderful children, one of them working sporadically. And all I have is a couple of small jokes and very few places to tell them. Gosh, that line was my big chance. I was building up to it. And you step in with the zinger before I had a chance.
Well, you were caught with your chance.
Now, please, Bing, no wonder a comedian can't find work
today. Oh, now, Freddie, you're feeling sorry for yourself. It doesn't become you. You've been doing okay. You've been doing all right.
Jousting with malnutrition is all right. Bing, this job on your show is the first money I have made all year.
Well, what about Bob Hope? You were with him last night.
But when Hope showed up with his arm in his sling,
you were
a routine about an accident or something.
You knew that was it.
He had a short arm and his money was low in his pocket that night.
It sounds just like him.
Yes, Hope is tighter than a ping pong ball in a test tube. He's tighter than a kumquat in a thimble. Say, confidentially...
What?
Confidentially, you don't like Bob, do you, Bing?
Well, I can't say I dislike Hope, but I will say that my admiration for him is completely under control. Let's put it that way.
Well, incidentally, Bing, we've been beating around the bush. The bush is in a sorry state here at the moment. But these subjects, money and me laying off, remind me that's what I came to see you about.
What was it?
You can put me on my feet and help me make a buck.
I'd certainly be glad to help out, Fred. What's the pitch?
Well, I understand that you're going to make a picture with Hopalong Cassidy.
Right.
Now, I thought, if you're in the mood, perhaps you could use some of my Western songs.
I didn't know that you wrote Western music, Fred.
Yes, Bing. I'm practically the Irving Berlin of the bunkhouse. Would you like to hear one of my latest laments?
I'm game. I'll stand by.
All right. This number is called Lonesome in the Saddle.
Oh, this must be an outstanding thing.
It is, really. You'll hear it when it comes
out.
Yes, if you will.
Thank you.
In the saddle, since my horse has gone away. My horse has gone away. My horse has gone away.
Where to go, partner?
There are teardrops on my saddle, 'cause it's all I've got to straddle, since old paint has gone to graze up in the sky. Tararoo, tararoo, tararoo.
On the trail at twilight, my old cayuse I miss. In my blanket I am longing for his goodnight kiss. We would sit around at sunset, gazing at the evening star. Then I'd sing a cowboy ditty, and old Paint would play guitar.
The far-off ranch up yonder, they have taken my cayuse, and I'll join him when I catch a ride aboard that old wild goose.
My heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes.
Get off that, Johnny.
Just a saddle,
You're up the creek without a paddle.
Ballad seems to be catching on. Rather a nice song, too.
Why remind me the way we used to talk and laugh? I don't need any photographs to think of you. Why remind me the way we danced the whole night long? I don't need records of our song to sing. I don't need books of matches to remember our cafe. What earthly good are matches to a flame of yesterday? Love has played its part. I'm only asking of my heart to stop reminding me of you. Love has played its part. I'm only asking of my heart to stop reminding me.
This is Ken Carpenter saying so long for Bing from Hollywood through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.